Hi there, you are listening to Adept English, and this is a Listen and Learn podcast. My name is Hilary, and I created this Listen and Learn method to help you speak English fluently. It's much more enjoyable if you learn English in the way that your brain naturally wants to learn. I live in the United Kingdom. I'm a native English speaker, and I love helping the 100,000 students who listen to us every month. Every week, we give you two English lessons in the form of podcasts. So listen to Adept English. You'll be on your way to speaking fluent English in no time. Hi there, and welcome to this latest podcast from Adept English. If you want to learn how to speak English, then Adept English is here to help you. Once you've got basic English, we provide you with really good, interesting listening material so that you can increase your understanding of spoken English and learn to speak English fluently. In our twice weekly Adept English podcasts, I give you help with English, observations about language learning, and sometimes just a good conversation topic so that you've got something interesting and hopefully current to listen to. And you learn the vocabulary so that you can have interesting conversations. And if you're a student of English, what I cover will help you speak in your English language test too. And I'll be giving you useful vocabulary for that. Now, if you find the podcast difficult to understand and it takes you a long time to work through them, you would find our 500 words course useful. The most common 500 words course is a course specifically designed to help you learn the most common words in English. The words on this course account for a very high percentage of what's written in English, but even more of what's spoken in English. Any English sentence is mostly made up of these 500 most common words, so learning them makes sense. It will speed up your language learning, and then it will be much easier to enjoy our weekly podcasts. The 500 Most Common Words course is available to buy right now on our website at adeptenglish.com. Learn how to speak English fluently and confidently. See you on the course. So in today's podcast, I'm going to give you a conversation topic. I'm going to help you learn how to speak English by listening to me talk about some current observations about our 2020 situation with the virus and the lockdown, and some of the effects on our society, which are really interesting. Of course, there are a lot of negatives from this year's virus and lockdown, the most obvious one being the number of people who've died, and of course, the impact on each country's economy. There are going to be difficulties ahead for sure, and the situation isn't finished. It's not over. We wait and see what the result is of lifting lockdown. How many more people will become ill as a result? Even the scientists cannot give reliable estimates. Nobody knows. But what is beginning to be more obvious, more apparent, more visible, is certain changes in our society. Of course, we're all using online more for social meetings. And thank goodness that that's been an option. Otherwise, we would have been isolated. But through that, we've learned also the value of face-to-face meetings. Over the last couple of weeks, I've met people in person, in a socially distanced way, of course. And it's so lovely to have an actual conversation in person. Meeting face-to-face is best, but meeting online is sometimes more practical. And it's probably going to change our working habits for the better too. People like a balance. And for some, working from home means less stress, more balance, greater productivity, as well as the opportunity to go cycling in your lunch hour. So let's not lose the opportunity of this greater flexibility. A mix of online and face-to-face meeting is now more of a norm. But I think that people are re-evaluating their lives in other ways too. To evaluate means to assess, to judge, to count the numbers. So to reevaluate means to assess again, to rethink. There is so much that we've done without. There are so many things which we've not done or not bought. Expenditure, EXPENDITURE, expenditure means the total amount of money that you spend, your outgoings. And if you look at the average person's expenditure per month since the lockdown, it's reduced considerably for most people. We're spending less. And if you're in the very fortunate position of still being able to earn, of still having money coming in, you've probably been able to save some money. In this context, the verb to save, S-A-V-E, means to let money build up in your bank account. That's something that we don't do very much of in the UK, at least. We tend as a country to spend what we earn. It's a common conversation topic to talk about what we've missed in the lockdown. What things have you wished for and not been able to have? For some people, it's a beer in the pub, as discussed last week. For other people, a haircut is what they've looked forward to. So we've all got longer hair and beards than we would normally have. We're more hairy. But actually, a common conversation amongst people is about what it's been okay to do without. That actually a lot of the things that we buy, things that we consume, we've not missed them that much, not as much as we expected. And our expenditure has been much less for not buying them. So maybe we ask, do we really need those things? And I think this is starting to reshape the way we think. Do we need to buy new clothes all the time? It becomes slightly ridiculous to feel that you have to have that expensive handbag or pair of shoes when you're not actually going out. A pair of trainers and jogging bottoms have felt much more practical and relevant in our lives recently. Do we really need that new car? Or actually, is the one that we have already okay? Those things don't matter so much when we've been more worried about our friends and family, about people's health. And we've had a lesson in making do with what we have, especially back when there were worries about there being enough food in the supermarkets. It's made us more aware of waste and that making do with what we have, conserving, isn't so bad. And actually, it's quite satisfying in some ways. Waste and rampant consumerism start to look more obviously undesirable and a bit silly. The problem is that we're now being encouraged to spend our money again. The UK economy, just like the economies of many countries around the world, depends upon us buying, upon retail and the service sector. Retail, R-E-T-A-I-L, means the part of our economy which depends upon shops selling us goods, products, things we wear, consume, or put in our house. And actually, it's been okay to do without some of these things. We aren't harmed by buying fewer products. On the other hand, the service sector means the part of our economy which depends upon services like haircuts, transport, cleaning, travel, and companies which give us experiences, entertainment, healthcare. Service, S-E-R-V-I-C-E, means when we pay someone to do something for us. So we've done without services as well. We've done without haircuts, without restaurant meals, and without travel. And when you listen to people, it's the haircuts, the travel, and the restaurant meals with friends and going to see relatives which they've missed most of all. So it's experience we've missed more than things. So while each of us has things, products, or services that we've really missed, I think there's an opportunity in this reset of our experience, of our expectations. Do we really need to continue to damage the planet so that we can have a new pair of shoes or a new t-shirt or a new dress each week? Do we need to eat out of takeaway packaging as much? Do we need to burn quite so much petrol? The UK government is spending billions of pounds propping up, supporting various sectors of our economy in the hope of things returning to normal. And of course, the people who work in these industries need to have jobs. But I think that the government should be careful in its expenditure. The world is changing, attitudes are changing, and there's little point supporting parts of our economy which are no longer going to be sustainable or which may need to naturally reduce in size. Supporting private businesses is not the best use of public money unless those private businesses can in time support themselves again and continue to employ people and repay what's been spent. Let's be honest with ourselves. Some of the changes which have happened because of the lockdown are actually for the better, even if they do initially reduce the size of our economy. Having an economy which is based upon us buying ever more stuff, that's not okay. That doesn't work. So let's have a rethink. Let's make the most of the positive in people's change of attitude. Let's not make it some kind of moral obligation to return to frivolous and unnecessary consumerism. Isn't there here an opportunity to change what our economy rests upon? To use this reset, this experience, to change for the better? I think the government would do better to use that money instead to directly support people whose jobs and livelihoods are affected by these changes, to soften the effect and support people to start new businesses, new sustainable ways of making income, or to be trained to work in new industries. I hope the service sector is here to stay. We've realised how much we value our experiences. But if we all consume fewer products and live more sustainably, then that's got to be a good thing, hasn't it? Let us know what you think. Learn English speaking and improve your spoken English with Adept English. Enough for now. Have a lovely day. Speak to you again soon. Goodbye. That's the end of this podcast. Don't forget to visit our website for other podcasts. You can sign up for our free 7-day course. And if you're really serious about learning English, Course 1 is ready for you to buy and download. Adept English, helping you become fluent in English.